Now we're going to hear from four members who will share for 4 minutes each about their own experiences with accountability buddies. They're going to be covering topics like how they found each other, how they communicate, how often, how long, what they focus on, what they talk about, and if they have some ground rules and boundaries with their accountability buddy relationship. We're going to start with Valerie first.
Okay. So I wrote some notes, so I hope you guys don't mind me reading. Accountability buddies help each other in recovery. Hi, I'm Valerie. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. Recovering means I'm working to overcome my compulsion, not recovered, not overeating. So recovery doesn't thrive in isolation. We come to OA and we buy the books and we attend some meetings and we're advised to find a sponsor and work the steps. And that's great, but I can't find a sponsor. So will I still be able to recover? I've got the workbook. I translated it to secular speech, being honest with myself, but I felt I needed something I wasn't getting from meetings or from counseling. So I met my buddy in a meeting. She seemed cool. And we privately chatted a bit in the meeting. And the next meeting I saw her in, I reached out and I asked if she wanted to meet on our own to help each other with the steps. I was struggling in my current step and she had mentioned she was as well. So we set up a free Zoom account and a Google Calendar meeting and we met and we talked for about 45 minutes and decided that yes, we want to continue every week. We text and call in between to inspire each other or reach out when needed. We focus on our steps. We describe our concerns, our ideas, and our experiences. We talk about our life and how it affects our recovery and how recovery is affecting our life. Our ground rules are no recipe sharing. We stick to the general principles of OA, honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, self-discipline, love, perseverance, and we add laughter. A accountability buddy is kind of like a study buddy at school or a gym partner or something like that. Someone who you share interest in recovery, but not someone responsible for the other person's outcome. Together, we're a little bit stronger. For me, it feels good. I'm learning to be trustworthy and to trust. I'm learning to listen and not judge. I get ideas and empathy. We laugh. Recovery seems to strive with company. So reach out, use your phone, text, Snapchat, Zoom, Marco Polo, Meet Me, Google, Kick, you know, Viber, whatever it is, let somebody in and you don't have to take this journey alone.
Thanks so much, Valerie. Danny, you are up next.
All right. Thank you. I'm Danny. I'm a compulsive overeater and agnostic. I met my accountability buddy. We became friends 15 years ago, or maybe a little more than that. We played in a band together for a few years. We're a couple of old Nashville road dogs. And we both quit drinking decades ago, so we have that in common, too. I'm going to call him Bubba. That's not his real name, but it's a good Tennessee name. He's my accountability buddy, Bubba. So my buddy Bubba has been active in OA, and he also works as an addiction counselor. I've talked to him in the past about how OA has saved my life. When I've seen him, not thinking that he would never need OA. I was morbidly obese, but he is not. And we're just two friends talking about our recovery. So in early December, 4 months ago, he called me and said he needed my help. He was new to OA, and he asked me to be his sponsor. I told him I couldn't be his sponsor because I'd been in relapse for the last 2 years and gained a significant amount of weight. And I also told him I've been a chronic relapser. But I said, I would really like to be food accountability buddies and talk as often as he wants to. I said, we can talk every day. And I encouraged him. I suggested he get an OA sponsor which he did within a week. And then I got a sponsor shortly after. I asked my old sponsor, but he was not available. And 3 times a day, every day, we text a picture of our meals to each other. The reply is often just a thumbs up or looks good. We call when we need to, like a 10th step or something, but we mostly text. And we go to 2 meetings together every week, in addition to the other meetings we go to. And what we talk about, encouragement, is we just encourage each other. And my experience, strength and hope in OA, his experience, strength and hope, is an addiction counselor and recovering alcoholic. Also, the similarities and differences in our alcohol and food addiction. No ground rules or boundaries, really, just honesty and accountability, which we have. I'm also accountable to my sponsor, of course. And I know for sure I would not be abstinent if not for my accountability buddy. He came to me and asked for help, and I set out to help him when I had almost given up on myself. He has helped me come out of a 2-year relapse. Working the steps with a sponsor again, we're both abstinent, losing weight at a healthy pace, and recovering together with my buddy Bubba. With that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Danny, to you and Bubba. Next up, we'll hear from Janine.
I'm Janine, a compulsive overeater in recovery. One of the things I like about secular overeaters is the flexibility to do our recovery sometimes in the way that we might interpret would work best for us. So in my situation with my accountability buddy, we are not mutual. It sort of goes one way. She is supporting me on something in particular, which I will get to. I found my buddy in a meeting. She and I attend and have attended the same meetings off and on for, I don't know, quite some time, possibly a year. I don't know. And I selected her because she had, I thought, a good amount of recovery, not only in SO, but in another program. So that was important to me. So we communicate primarily by text. That was what I chose that I wanted to do because it's quick and it's easy. In the beginning, it was probably several times a week, but now it's more like several times a month. Most of my texts are fairly short, and her answers are relatively short as well. Sometimes they're longer. If she's available, she texts right back. If she's not, she doesn't, and that's okay. I don't get upset if it takes a day or that we have worked all that out in the beginning. And for me, it doesn't seem to matter if I don't get a response right away, because for me, the accountability is me doing the texting, me sitting down, writing, and being responsible to someone. Sometimes I text her about how I'm feeling or what my thoughts are. Sometimes I just say, I'm having a craving. You know, and that's it. At times I've already worked it through. So the text is a little long and she'll text back and say, you've already figured this out. Just do it. Now just do it. But it's been extremely effective to be accountable to her. I sought out my accountability buddy for one particular reason. I was drinking a carbonated drink that I was having a lot of trouble with. And I have a disorder in my mouth. And this drink was causing me a lot of pain. And I couldn't give it up. I truly felt addicted to this one particular item. So I just knew I couldn't give it up by myself. So our texts are mostly focused on this one particular item and the cravings that I have for it. And we started around the beginning of October, and I have not had the drink since I started with the accountability buddy. Yeah, which is, I never thought in a million years. I mean, I've been drinking this drink since I was a little kid. I never thought I could give it up. And so it feels really good. I was very specific with her about what I wanted from her. I figured that out ahead of time. And what I wanted was for her to be supportive, period. I didn't want any advice. I didn't want any criticism. I didn't want her asking me, checking in, how are you doing? I wanted her to let me reach out, see. And so she's been very supportive. And I just wanted to say, just to wrap it up, that it's been extremely successful for me. And I would recommend it to anybody, whether it's mutual or it's just going one way. I think it's extremely effective tool in our program.
Thank you, Janine, for that share. Marlene, you are next.
Thank you. Hi, I am Marlene. I am a compulsive overeater. And today I'll be talking about my accountability buddy, which I'll refer to as my meditation buddy, actually. So I had always heard in different rooms that meditation is so positive for people and they do it every day. And I could just never get around to doing it myself. Like it wouldn't happen. And so my meditation buddy actually was sharing in her share that she wants to meditate. She wants to include meditation in her daily practice. And so I was just like, ooh, okay. You've known this person in fellowship now for 2 years or so, might have been longer. Just reach out to her and see if she's down to try meditating together. So I texted her after the meeting. She said, yeah, totally. Like, let's do it. So we decided to start off with weekdays. And so what we did is we picked a time in the day on weekdays where we wanted to join a Zoom call together. So, and I put it on our Outlook calendar. Like both of us had this link in the Outlook calendar to go to the Zoom meeting room at a certain time. And so once we'd get there, because this is a weekday and it's during the workday, it was really like we have 15 minutes to do our meditation, we log in, say hi, and then we log off. I have a membership to Calm Meditation, and she does to the Insight Timer, but there's also free ones on YouTube. And so we would screen share like the list of all the meditations, like which one would you want to do today? Usually starting off with one that's like a 7-day long type of focus. And so we would log in, say hi, play that meditation, mute ourselves. And then at the end, if we had to jump off because we might have a meeting or something like that, we would just say, I'll see you tomorrow. If we both had time, because eventually after doing this for so many days, you know, the meditations will sometimes bring up things that we might want to share. And so it kind of brought us closer together that way. So it really was of how often we meet. It started off really just on weekdays, and now it's become weekends as well. And as things have changed in our work schedules, we've adjusted the time saying, hey, this would work better for me if we do meet during this time. And because we're trying to do this every day, sometimes things come up where it's like, it's morning and I might just not wake up on time on the weekends. And so we make sure that we're loving with each other of like, it's okay, no worries. We can meditate later or we can meditate tomorrow. Understanding that life happens, or texting each other or emailing each other if we just know we're not going to be able to make it the next morning. But it's really, there was never ground rules established. It was just like a mutual respect for each other of like, we have this set time. Let's make sure we let each other know if we can't make it or if anything changes. And it really just started off as something just like we're going in here to meditate together. And then as time started, as this continued, the meditation topics brought us a little bit closer. And so we'll chat about things when there's time. And so it's a way that we both have shared appreciation for being able to establish this practice on a daily basis. I know I wouldn't do it on my own. I don't know why I can't, but I don't. And she has shared a similar type of experience with me. So we keep each other accountable really just by being there for each other, knowing this other person is going to meditate with me. It has become a safe and loving environment for the both of us. And so thank you for allowing me to share about my meditation buddy.
Thank you so much, Marlene. The next component of our presentation is set aside for questions, answers, and shares. You can share your own experience with accountability buddies or let us know if you have questions. Kathy, please go ahead.
Okay. I have two questions. I'm very new to the idea of accountability buddies. I've been in program for a very long time, but this is a new idea to me and I'm intrigued by it. Is it better if, I have two questions. Is it better if the two people are more or less at the same level of recovery, or does it work just as well if you've got a long timer and a newcomer? And the second question is, should they be sharing accountability about basically the same issue, or that can they want to have accountability about completely different things?
I think the answer is no, you do not. And I think that what we've seen here today is that the topics you discuss is really, really flexible. As a matter of fact, you know, as I read our concept of accountability buddy, I said it was mutual. And what I'm hearing here today is it doesn't have to be mutual. You can contact somebody and say, I need this. Would you be willing to accept these texts or these emails? So I think the answer to your question, Kathy, is it's flexible.
Thank you, Kay.
I was also just going to say that it's really flexible. I think it might even be, you might even learn from each other is if someone is a bit more advanced and the other is more of a beginner. So I think that might even be helpful. And there are like really no limits about the possibilities about topics you can talk about with each other. So yeah, anything that you decide on.
Thank you.
Grace in Florida.
Yes. Hi, Grace, compulsive overeater, Northeast Florida. I really got a lot out of the fact that you can, this is kind of like an all-purpose in terms of how you can utilize an accountability buddy. I do have one. It is one. It's not mutual. To be honest, this relationship developed out of my need to be honest. I mean, I was just lying left and right to my sponsor. I mean, I was on step three and she was under the impression that I had this perfect food plan that I would call into her every day. And I thought, oh, this isn't working. This is not how this program works. And so I did find someone who was in chronic relapse and we developed a relationship and I felt very safe. I asked her permission and she said, sure, send me your food every day. And so with that began an honest relationship with food and with another human being. And she does me the service of not criticizing, telling me to get on my knees and pray, or in any way suggesting what I should or should not be doing. And so it has given me a whole new outlook. I like some of the suggestions I heard here today. I also send her my gratitude. I send her three gratitudes every day, whether I'm feeling it or not. And so that kind of opens up that. But a lot of the things that I've heard here about adding meditation or a specific food, or, you know, I'll offer her again if she wants to do it more in a mutual way. And if not, but it's opened up my eyes as to how I can maybe expand this relationship. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Judy H., I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
I do have an accountability buddy. I've already found another one today that I'm excited about. So I have loved the ideas that were suggested out here. But going back to the accountability buddy that I have, the way it started is we came into the program about at the same time. So we were looking at all of the books that were out there. And I'm not sure we'd even discovered secular yet. So we started reading, although we must have, we were reading For Today and struggling with the language. So we started reading each of us separately. So we started reading it together, sending each other, there was actually a group of us at first, sending each other different ways to look at it with secular language, helping us translate the language. And so now a year later, we have moved on to Beyond Belief and we don't have to translate so much. But so basically we're reading the daily, you know what I mean? Boy, I can't come up with that word, but the daily readers and talking about them. We actually also meet once a week on Zoom and so that we can get more in depth instead of just a quick text. We'll go back and say, well, did you see the one from Wednesday where this really spoke to me? And lets us develop ideas together with that once a week meeting. And then, like I said, check in during the week. So that was, we started kind of as a reading group or a reading conversation and study group for us. So I probably wasn't as organized as I'd like, but that was my comment on that and I'll pass.
Thank you. Carolina, can I call on you to share your experience about how to move on if your accountability buddy is
I did also have an accountability buddy up until last summer. I think we were buddies around 2 or 3 months, and it was wonderful, but we somehow grew apart, and I think she also left the program. So, because I haven't seen or heard from her since. So I just wanted to share that, this is just as it is in life. A lot of things might not work out. And this is actually a very good practice field to, move on, to not take it personally. And for all these things that I wish I could do better in my outside OA life, is actually pretty good to practice all of that in OA. So that's just what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Carolina.